extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's from Allstate. It's from Allstate and beyond February. So, this week we were looking for the hardest working music teacher. And we found the hardest working music teacher in Killeen, Texas. Fort Hood. Dear Tom Joyner, I can say quite a lot about Mr. Barrett. He is without a doubt not only the hardest working music teacher around the Fort Hood Centralplex, but he is also the choir director at the Greater Peace Missionary Baptist Church, working with the senior choir, the children's choir, the teens choir, the brotherhood choir, the mission choir, and the... Yes, you're right. You're right.
Bless his heart, man.
To work with all them choirs.
Just the senior choir alone. Just the senior.
That gets you.
No, that gets me. That'll turn me around.
And teaches individual talents to aspiring young people who have musical problems at their local schools. He's also a deacon in training and president of the Brotherhood at our church. And to add to his already full plate, Mr. Barrett is a full-time high school music teacher in Lameda, Texas.
This guy is a Lieutenant Colonel Ranger. He was in Desert Storm, Desert Chill, Shock and Awe, and every now and then they call him up to go and train reservists. That is really tough. And especially this guy, like I say, he drives 135-mile round trip, then comes back, and three times a week he meets at the church with children and the adult and the teens on certain nights, and then plus trying to study to be a deacon. I mean, he's one tough guy.
You have to take a test to be a deacon?
You would.
I thought you were a deacon. Okay.
Right. I just thought you said you were a deacon.
I'm going to church, and I did not know that either. I thought to be a deacon and pastor.
Summer tested.
They called deacon.
So what's on the deacon test?
Well, first you have to be able to spell it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Can you?
I don't think that's every church.
Some, if you just make your tithes, huh?
He's hardworking. Yeah, yeah. Well, last year, he retired from the Army as a lieutenant colonel and wants to give back to the community as much as he can to reinforce to the youth that you can achieve whatever you set your heart to do. This man is very committed to teaching. He's hardworking and a positive role model to the kids in the community. Signed, Virgil Mobley, Fort Hood, Texas. The hardest working teacher is Eugene Barrett. Class, judges?
Definitely.
You okay?
Just for the senior choir alone.
Just
to have to study for a test to become a deacon. You got it. It's all good.
So, what's next week? I just had it here. Okay. All right, here it is. All right, player, next week, the hardest working costume seamstress, because we're coming up on Halloween.
That's got to be mine right there, man.
Super.
I will have that costume ready for a little man, but it's going to take a little while longer.
Ian Carter. He'll have it, but it won't be on time.
The hardest working costume seamstress.
Brother Joyner.
Will win $1,000 from Allstate.
Brother
Allstate
James.
And beyond February. Honoring extraordinary people. I mean, ordinary people who do extraordinary things.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?